Here at the American Seed Trade Association's CSS 2014 and Seed Expo in Chicago with me is Andy Levine, President and CEO of ASTA. And Andy, I understand you're possibly heading toward a record attendance at this event.
Yeah, we've got a great participation this year. We coming into the Chicago beginning of this week, we had over 2,700 registrants, and that's almost 100 more than we finished with last year because we do get a lot of walk-ins. So we're excited about this year's program.
And let's talk about that. What do you got on the program this year?
Well, a lot of issues impacting the seed industry and agriculture at large, whether it was a great deal of conversation about intellectual property and how that impacts our company's ability to reinvest in developing new varieties and new technologies. Obviously, seed treatments and pollinators are a key issue for our members as well as the agriculture community, and how do we ensure that those seed treatments are being used properly and safely so they don't have any negative impacts. And then we're talking about what's happening in the corn and the sorghum and the soybean industry, our row crops industry today here in the U.S. and internationally. So there's a great deal on our plate this week.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's new this year is we've got a great new media room and a lot more media attending this event than normal. And I think that's great.
It really is. There's a lot of attention on the seed industry today, and with some of the changes we've made in the ASTA team and the capacity that we have, we've been able to really put some focus on our meetings and welcoming the agriculture media as well as the media at large into the seed industry. And let's talk a little bit more about what we do and how we do it and why it's important to agriculture.
Well, another thing we've got coming up here is the first traits are going off patent. Here in like a couple of weeks?
Yeah, the first one will be the end of the year. So it really is going to be interesting to see how that moves forward. And is there an arena there for generics in the traits? Or will you continue to look at improvements and the newer improved traits will be more desirable than the traits that have been out there for 20 plus years? So it's going to be an interesting evolution in the industry coming up.
Well, ASTA, based in Washington, D.C., of course, we've got a new Congress coming in. What are some of the things legislatively that you're looking forward to in 2015?
Well, there's several things that will impact the industry as we go forward that we work to with the agriculture community very closely. One is obviously the implementation of the Farm Bill and how that goes through the regulatory process and Congress's oversight of USDA as they do that. Whether it's our conservation acreages, whether it's funding for our land-grant institutions or other key programs that are in the Farm Bill, we need to make sure they're implemented properly. There are some things that people don't imagine that impact the seed industry. One is revisions of the U.S. patent law and how that could potentially impact our ability to protect those varieties and ensure that we have those resources to reinvest in research and development. And so we're looking at a number of those going forward, and then just working with the agriculture community as they address things like ethanol and cover crops and runoff and things that are a core to the long-term sustainability of U.S. agriculture.
Well, and I know this week there's a hearing, I believe, in the House on the GMO labeling issue. Talk a little bit about that and why it's so important to your members and to ASTA.
Well, it's important to have the discussion, and I think that's really what we were looking to do in the coalition that was pulled together of grower organizations and in the seed industry and biotechnology to look at what this issue is and what is the proper way to address some form of labeling for consumers that have an interest in this, whether it's through the organic program, whether it's through some other format. It's important that we have a system that's not different in every state of the nation, 50 different labeling laws. So our push, as it is with most of the grower organizations, is let's have a federal discussion, a national discussion, and let's have a federal law that deals with labeling going forward.
And do you think that might gain some traction in a new Congress?
Well, I think it definitely will gain some traction. The challenge that we have, obviously, is this new Congress, while it's 2 years long, it essentially, the presidential election will, the campaign will start January 1. And so it's going to be a limited window to actually get some things done. And we know at times Congress is a little averse to dealing with controversy. So we hope that it'll raise awareness and get the process well down the road for future action.
And the seed advocacy program will help in the coming year with the new Congress, right?
Yeah, we kicked off the seed advocates program about a year ago, and it really is one where we want our member companies to have legislators and our elected officials out to their operations. Let them see those demonstration plots that they have. Let them see the crops that they've got and what they're producing today, and bring them in with the farmers and let the farmers talk to our legislators about the importance of the seed industry and what it's done to help deal with pest and disease and ever-changing weather. So we're excited about that, and it just gains traction every day.
Great. Well, I know you got meetings to go to, Andy, and we got a great conference kicking off here in Chicago at the ASTA CSS 2014 and Seed Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.